We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So we talked about being past our primes. Like, are we? Are any of us? I'm 34. Did I have my best year? And so I talked about Roethlisberger and Mayfield, and everyone gave me crap for saying Baker was better. Whatever. And the overall thrust of the tweet was that the Browns are pretty obviously, to me, on paper, the favorites now in the AFC North. Look what they've done. Like, they're signing good football players. They're trading, in the case of Odell Beckham Jr., for one of the best in the league at his position, and clearly the best in the division. So spare me the Juju is better stuff. He's not. Beckham is healthy and Juju's healthy. I'll take Beckham 100 times out of 100 on my team, and I won't feel like I'm making a bad move. So Ben Roethlisberger just turned 37. He's entering his age 37 season. Probably, subconsciously, the fact that he's getting up there, he's going to get a new contract, and he should get a new contract, and he should, and just to be, for the sake of consistency here, if he wants every penny, he's entitled to it. I'll say that much. I know people are probably expecting me to be a big hater or something about this. If the guy says, hey, I want to get the most I can get, I don't maybe think I'm Aaron Rodgers money, but I want something better than Matt Ryan, I'd have a hard time if I were the Steelers saying, no, we can't give you that. Like, players, even quarterbacks who have it the best of anybody when it comes to contracts, should try to get what they want to get. And if you can get it, good. No one ever begrudges them. Makes the job of the GM harder, but that is what it is. So anyway, so I'm looking up, and this is where the Chris has to take another L comes in. I'm thinking subconsciously he's going to be 37 this whole season. Like, that just doesn't, in sports terms, usually equate to what? Great play? Want to know what I did? I fired up Pro Football Reference, which anyone can do, and I looked at some of Ben's contemporaries, because I have a poll question up right now, and the poll question is simple. Have we seen Ben Roethlisberger's best year as a football player? Has his best season already happened? And I think right now it's pacing at like 65% yes. I think I would actually vote no, and here's why. Where do we put Roethlisberger in terms of his contemporaries? We put him below Brady, right? We put him below Peyton Manning. We put him in that same-ish level with Drew Brees, right? The guys who are his age or older. And we put him above Phillip Rivers, generally speaking, do we not? So he's in that rarefied air. I have stats for four different quarterbacks here at ages where they started a season as old as Roethlisberger is going to be for this one or older. Are you ready for this? Because this, intellectually, maybe I knew it because it's become a more quarterback-friendly league, progressively more, but it still floored me what I saw. Brett Favre at 40 years old in 2009, having had, I believe, and I'm just going spitballing because I didn't take this down when I actually wrote the stat down, I believe he had maybe one season prior to this where his passer rating was over 100. Brett Favre at age 40 with the Vikings, passer rating of 107.2, 33 touchdowns against 7 picks. That's the guy probably most analogous to Roethlisberger in terms of risk-taking, incredible arm, etc., right? He's going to give you a ton of highs. He might give you the occasional hiccups here, right? Best season of his career, statistically, at age 40. Tom Brady, who doesn't even belong in this discussion because he's a cyborg mutant person who doesn't eat tomatoes or drink coffee. From ages 37 to 41, that's a 5-season run for Brady. I'm going cumulative here. 101.9 quarterback rating. 158 touchdowns against 37 picks. I'm doing the very, very quick math here. On a 5-season run, that is an average of him throwing about 30 touchdowns against 7 picks. That's insanely good. Peyton Manning, ages 37 and 38, a 2-year run. One of those years, he had 55 touchdowns and 10 picks. His quarterback rating, 108.7. His touchdown to interception, 94 to 25. Drew Brees, 3 seasons, 37 through 39. That's current, 106.4, 92 touchdowns, 28 picks. So apparently the theme of today is I go out, I think about all of yesterday's hot opinions, then I find numbers that suggest that perhaps yesterday's hot opinions actually sucked, and I have to go back on them. Much like on Monday, when that is deployed against me, I hate it. And now I understand why people hate me so much.
Exactly why I went back to the well.
Much like me, or much like everyone else that listens, that sucks to play that again. That pissed me off. Boney in the background loving that too. I'll say, you know what? I'm going to say this. I'm not backing off of the tweet at all, but I said yesterday at 5 o'clock that because he's going to get a big time deal, whatever the actual amount might be, Ben Roethlisberger ain't playing on a rookie deal. You can't have that. We know that that's sort of the area in the margins where teams can make hay in the NFL. He's going to be playing for a market value deal, as he should be. And I said yesterday he needs to be the team's best player if they're going to surmount what looks like a rising tide of the Cleveland Browns suddenly not sucking as an organization. He's going to have to be the trump card. If you go by his contemporaries, even if you feel like every one of the quarterbacks that I mentioned there is better than him, and I would put him fifth on that list, I think. Favre, Brady, Peyton, and Breeze. That's not exactly like bad company, right? It's not shameful to be fifth on that list of four Hall of Famers ahead of you, including the greatest of all time. If I'm looking at that and what all these guys did after the age of 37, which is going to be this is his age 37 season coming up, I've got to believe Ben Roethlisberger's got his best season ahead of him still. If he trends like these guys do, and I saw Andy Benoit basically write something today that said that Ben is still vastly underrated in this whole discussion, then I've got to believe that even if the Browns win the division, it's not going to be because the quarterback doesn't get it done. I've got to walk that back. I said yesterday that I didn't have a ton of faith. If I'm putting him up there with these guys, career resume-wise, and saying he's not that far off of any of them, except for Brady, because everyone is, then I've got to believe that Ben Roethlisberger's best season is going to come in this last contract of his. I have to believe that the Steelers are going to get his best campaign, statistically and otherwise, because all the other guys that are comparable to him did. Tom Brady and Drew Brees, you can make an argument they're both playing, especially Brees, the best football of their lives. Brett Favre was the ultimate gunslinger at 40 freaking years old, brittle. He had the best season of his life. Do you think Ben Roethlisberger can do that for the Steelers? I've got the numbers right here. They're actually pretty favorable to old guys playing quarterback. Do you think Ben Roethlisberger's best year as a Steeler, best year of his pro career, is still ahead of him? Because much to my own surprise, I do. I actually think after looking up the numbers and projecting it and looking at the guy himself and that fact that he's in good shape, I think he's got his best year ahead of him. 412-928-9370. It's the day where Chris goes back on his opinions because the numbers suggest that his opinions are not good. I say now, with the time to reflect, that Ben Roethlisberger's best year still ahead of him as a Steeler. What say you? 412-928-9370. That's the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Does Ben have his best yet to come, as his contract is also yet to come from the Steelers? It's the PM team. By the way, Bob Arey will join me tomorrow for his weekly visit. Bob Arey brought to you by the Pittsburgh Bottle Shop Cafe. I'm talking Ben Roethlisberger. Do you think people like, by the way, Craig, that today's theme of the show is more or less Chris self-inflicts losses on himself after doing a little extra research and digging from yesterday's show?
I think that's a big one with the listeners.
Think that one goes over well? Every time I hear that ha-ha-ha terrible take, I realize people must absolutely despise me. What a journey it's been from being the overnight guy that everyone liked because, my God, if you called the show, you were getting put on the air and I was giving you 5 minutes.
You were a big fan favorite.
I was the people's champ until I moved up to 2 to 6 p.m. I think I have done the biggest pendulum swing from like to hated at this station.
How
I think that's a safe
that
bet. What's that?
How do you channel that again? Do you want to channel that again?
Being liked? I think Pony's gone the other way. I think people were hating on him at first, and I think he has secured grudging and just not grudging respect. I've gone the other way. I backslid as my financial portfolio has gotten better. My likability has gone down.
Would you prefer it the
Absolutely
other way?
Absolutely
That's what I'm
not.
Saying.
Give me the money. Give me the money. Oh, God. You know what? Ed Bouchette, by the way, at 4 o'clock today. Feels like a good time to mention this. No, I mean, I'm serious. I went and did the digging. Who does Roethlisberger get most often compared to in his own era? Breeze, Brady, Peyton Manning. Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers is a couple years younger. So I'm talking about guys older. Phillip Rivers gets tossed in there, too. Eli Manning doesn't belong in this discussion. A two-time Super Bowl winner and a fluke artist at that. So Phillip Rivers I exempted from this because who cares? Favre at 40, great season, best of his career. All four of these guys, Favre, Brady, Peyton, and Breeze, whether you take one single season or the average of them, passer ratings well over 100, great touchdown to interception ratios. You go on to the and look at the numbers, and the basics become clear here. All of these guys had either almost their greatest seasons or definitely their greatest seasons in their late 30s to early 40s. Brett Favre at 40 had the best season of his life, objectively. Didn't win at all, but he had the best statistical year. So even though I kind of cast a little doubt on whether Roethlisberger would be able to be the ace in the hole for the Steelers this coming season, looking at his contemporaries suggests that not only should you feel good about the prospects of that, you should expect it. Much has been made about him being in better shape than ever before. Guys like Andy Benoit, who break down film, will tell you that he's gotten better and better at the technical side of quarterbacking as he's gotten older. I think Andy Benoit basically calls him singular in how his first part of his career was defined by his physical gifts and how he exploited them to win on the field, and how his second half of the career, the back nine, has become Ben the manipulator of defenses, the eye manipulator, the technical aspects of quarterbacking. Listen, I'm the last person that usually would say this, but you look at the guy, you look at his contemporaries, you should expect that his best is still yet to come, that he has not played his best season as a Pittsburgh Steeler. Let's go to Ryan on 93.7 The Fan. Hey, Ryan.
Chris, you sound like you're having a great week here. But anyway.
Hold on, Ryan. You know what it is? It's that Cook and Joe. We have these two nice HD TVs in here. And it's that Cook
right,
and Joe.
They switched it to the old man vision.
It drives me crazy. It's one of those things that if you're in a marriage too, you have the toilet paper rolls from underneath. You get so irrationally angry about it that it ruins the rest of your day. Anyway.
I'm in my 40s, so it's only going to get worse for you. I hate to tell you, but that's.
By the way, do you think you've had your best year?
After 35, physically as a male, you're up at 1 in the morning for no reason. You're sleeping at 4 p.m. Man, you just I try to work out, stay in shape, but man, it gets tough. Just gets tough.
Well, that's fun. That's fun. You've really made my week better now. All
right,
what do you got?
I know. I'm trying to encourage you. I think. I kind of agree with what you're saying, that Roethlisberger may have his best statistical season going forward. But to me, that doesn't matter because the team, because of the way they're being run, is going to go farther and farther away from being a real contender. They are terrible at cap management now. It's basically like a WWE bout between who's worse. It's Colbert and Khan versus the Jones boys at this point. They're going to give him this ridiculous contract. And I think part of it is, he probably knows, his PR people knows, he's not liked outside of Pittsburgh. I mean, I'm in the Philadelphia area, obviously, so they hate everything Pittsburgh. But he is not liked by anyone outside the 412 and because of his past. And he needs to get all that money now. So they're going to give him this big front load or salary bonus contract, and they're going to stretch it out for 4 or 5 years with the cap hit. They need more players. I mean, they're going to pay Bud Dupree 9.2.
Well, if he goes for like,
they are bad.
So if he goes for $25 million a year on average, which is what a lot of people are speculating this is going to be in the neighborhood of, I would feel like he was taking a deal.
What about Pouncey and Foster though? That's a package deal. They already gave more money to Pouncey.
No, I understand that. I think they're going to match his up with Pouncey basically, in terms because those two talk about it all the time. I mean. To me, I understand what you're saying about the Steelers always move things back. I've seen people just in general rip their philosophy with the cap and how they do it. But in terms of like quarterback salaries, man, I've got to look at like a Kirk Cousins deal. Great deal if you're a union guy. You like seeing guys get paid. Kirk Cousins isn't good. He sucks compared to what he's making. Matt Ryan, he makes what, 30 mil? Matt Ryan makes a ton of money. What is he... He should have a Super Bowl, but he doesn't. The Falcons weren't good this year. They, look what happened to them when Devontae Freeman went down and when two guys on the defense went down. Whew. They weren't good. If he were to go for what people are saying, which is like 25-ish a year, I would consider that him taking a deal, like a discount to at least some degree. Colin's on the fan. Hey, Colin. Colin.
Hey, so I want to look at some of the contemporaries you mentioned. I'm going to go with Breeze, Favre, and I'm actually going to use Rivers because this past season was probably Rivers' best, so it's a nice recent example. All three of those guys, to me, have a big difference between them and Ben, and that's the players around them. And how not just on the offensive side, but on the defensive side. Favre walked into Minnesota with a peak era Adrian Peterson running attack and Jared Allen on the defensive end. Breeze was putting up decent numbers on mediocre Saints teams, and then in the blink of an eye, he had Ingram and Kamara in the backfield and Lattimore in the secondary that just completely turned that team around. And then all the players Rivers has on the defensive line, both
They're loaded.
So, I mean, all of those guys put up career years because the team around them got vastly better, and the Steelers roster is going the other way unless something drastic changes or these guys outperform their expectations by a large margin. So I wouldn't expect it from Ben. I think it's possible. But to say to expect it, I think, is a terrible decision.
So I've got an interesting rebuttal on Twitter, thanks for the call, Colin, from Nick, who said, truthfully, taking away some playmakers and making them more possession-based might help him. Less downfield shots could be better now and moving forward. I'm not going to say that having no Brown, no Bell is better. I said quite the opposite yesterday, and I'll stick to that. But I think that Andy Benoit piece that I was looking at said they might have to win with schemes now more than him diagnosing at the line of scrimmage in empty sets. They might actually have to scheme offense a little bit more. And the idea that they're incapable of doing that, I think, is unfair. While I don't think you're better off without two unbelievably talented skill players, I do think there is at least something to the idea that if there is the feeling that you can spread the ball around more if you have the right players. Like if Dante Moncrief is a guy that they made a shrewd move signing, then things can look better. Truth be told, if he cuts the turnovers down, the interceptions down, I think everything's hunky-dory. And depending on, and maybe we can ask Ed Bouchette this coming up at 4 o'clock because I know he has said it repeatedly. If you believe that forcing the ball to Antonio Brown or that misfires there caused a lot of these picks, then you should feel pretty good about the idea that that's going to stop. Phone number's 412-928-9370. I don't know if it's because I just turned 34 or what, but we're having an existential discussion about ourselves. Did you already peak at whatever age you are? Have you had your best year? If somebody signed you to a 10-year contract, would they be getting past production and not future? And as Ben Roethlisberger, at 37, a guy whose best years for the Steelers might still be ahead of him. After I actually did some freaking research, my answer is a somewhat surprised and bemused yes. Where do you come down on it? 412-928-9370. Make sure you vote in that Twitter poll and follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorky Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram locations, North Huntington and the North Hills. A referendum on Ben Roethlisberger as he's going to get a contract extension. I actually think his best years might be ahead of him. What say you? We'll talk to Ed Bouchette about the newest couple of Steelers and maybe run this whole topic by him at 4 o'clock. Join the Fan Morning Show tomorrow at the American Natural Gas Station in Wexford, just off 79. Stop by wearing your green for St. Patrick's Day to get coupons for free meals and more. And by the way, the time, 3:47, is brought to you by WeatherSeal Home Services. Just $1 down can get you new siding. Just $1. We've been talking about Ben Roethlisberger, and I'm kind of just, you know, cutting up with my knife and fork a little bit of crow. I still think the Browns are the best team in the division heading into next year, but I probably was throwing dirt on the Steelers' collective grave a little too early in light of the fact that I actually looked up on Pro Football Reference. I tried to find the closest contemporaries for Roethlisberger, and I know I would put him fifth on this list for his career resume, but that's not a shameful place to be when it's fifth behind Favre, Brady, Peyton, and Breeze. Like, pretty damn good collection to be around. It's nice company, let's say. Four of the 10 best quarterbacks of all time. I think pretty much everyone would agree on that. And all of those guys at age 37 or older, and Roethlisberger is entering his age 37 season, pretty much balled out. I'm just like doing the rough average. It's about a 105 passer rating and usually averaging somewhere in the neighborhood of 30-plus touchdowns and under 10 interceptions a year. So if you look at all that, even with Roethlisberger having led the league in interceptions last year, there's a good reason to believe if you think that he belongs in their company, and I think he's closer to them than he is any other group of quarterbacks, there's a reason to believe he's going to have his best season at some point in the future here. And we're still waiting, of course, for his contract extension, which I feel like we've been hearing is going to be a done deal for about 3 days now. What are they hammering out? What kind of details are they hammering out?
Do you think there's reason to be concerned?
No. No. Absolutely not.
I didn't either until you said for like 3 days we've been hearing it.
Oh, I made you nervous.
You did.
What if it's like I want green M&Ms in my, you know, what if it's like a rock star rider in his contract? He's like, I want green M&Ms only in my locker, even on the road. Do you think any weird crap like that gets negotiated?
I bet big time.
Like maybe like I get to live in a house off campus at training camp, something like that.
Yeah, probably not something like that in Ben's.
I think it would be funny if the hang up in it was like over the dumbest of minute details that he was just like, he was digging his heels in and saying, no, it's got to be Coke, not Pepsi.
No, but I do think they put like weird things in their contracts.
I just wonder what it's like. I mean, I want, you know what the funniest ones are the bonus clauses that they kick in for
that's
like 60 grand here, 80 grand there, money that's great to any of us and they don't even notice it, but they want it in there anyway.
Yeah.
Like a, I don't know, like a carrying your own bag bonus. He carries his own duffel bag into the stadium every game day.
$80,000.
Yeah. A helmet bonus. Yeah. What are they, you know, a phone bonus. He gets on the phone at least one. Even if the coordinator is on the sidelines with him, he gets on the phone and is photographed on the phone. All right. We got Tim, who wanted to talk about Roethlisberger's future. I'm as sort of surprised as anyone because I was a little down on the whole concept of this team and I was worried about the quarterback. Could he be good enough? Then sometimes when you look at numbers, it changes your mind. I was more pro Le'Veon Bell's deal with the Jets yesterday until I realized, oh, wait, those numbers aren't very good for him. Same way with Ben, except going the opposite direction. The numbers of his contemporaries when they get into their late 30s and even early 40s are pretty damn good. What's up, Tim?
Okay, yeah, the numbers are good, but here's the problem. Ben got caught throwing people under the bus this year. Tomlin lost control of the team, and anybody with any substance is not going to start working with the Steelers. I'm afraid to say we have to get rid of Roethlisberger and Tomlin before we have a good roster again.
I can't meet you on that one. And listen, I'm a pretty harsh critic of both, but I can't meet you on that one because even with all of that going on and everything that happened, they went – and I'm not saying this is good, but they won three more games than they lost. They should have been better. I won't deny that. They should never have tied the Browns. They should never have lost to the Raiders.
I'm talking about after the fact. I'm talking about after the season. They went into Drama Queen City.
They were dramatic all year. Listen, both guys had a hand in it, but if you're somebody that does believe that the wide receiver caused the majority of it, and as much as I defended him, in certain ways, I think the wide receiver caused the majority of it and engineered some of this stuff. Now it became clear that he wanted a new contract, and that was his way of going about it. I do think, to a degree, it's going to be quieter this year. I do. If it's not, then there's a problem, and the problem probably comes back to the head coach. But one thing I won't do is say that drama either that has happened or that people are concerned will still happen would like significantly derail this team. Were they a dramatic team when they went 13-3? No. They were a team whose kicker made kicks. They were a team whose kicker did not make kicks when they went 9-6-1, among other things. I'm mainly going off the numbers here. Numbers that surprised me when they suggested that maybe for a 37-year-old guy who just turned 37, the best is still yet to come. The NFL has made it very lucrative and much easier for these older guys to stick around and play quarterback at a pretty damn high level. When you protect the players pretty well at that position and you tailor the rules to make it easier for them to complete passes unencumbered by the defense, guys are going to play well, like play really well. I don't think it's a coincidence. Favre is the only outlier, but even in 2009, it was a different league than it was maybe during the majority of his playing career. Brady, Peyton, and Breeze are all putting up crazy numbers in an era that is very firmly, very staunchly a pass-happy league in an offense-friendly era. Dan in Canonsburg. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Mr. Mueller. I think I got a little flaw in your logic there. I'd like to believe you're right, but those guys, when you say Brady, Breeze, those guys are cerebral quarterbacks. So as they get older, they get smarter. And Ben, and that's why I won't put him in that category, but Ben is a backyard quarterback. I mean, he's, and I don't think that translates with age.
Well,
so I think the better for next season.
So here's one thing. I got to stop you there for a second. He does have the most picks in the league the last four seasons, which is not a good trend. But one thing I do have to bring up, I don't know what you think of Andy Benoit from Sports Illustrated as far as his acumen. He's one of those guys who breaks down film and kind of goes into the minutiae. And he is of the opinion that Roethlisberger, as his career has progressed well into its 30s, has become much, much more cerebral. I don't think with him, when it goes bad, it's a matter of not knowing where he should be going with the ball. It's a matter of maybe trying to do too much with the football. I would argue when you're talking about Brady and Breeze specifically, the thing that sets them apart is that neither guy tries to force the ball too often into a tight window where it's probably not prudent to go. So that's how I would rate it. And while I'm sitting here neutering my own argument from yesterday, if you believe in ESPN's total QBR stat, which is their stat, but people wave in my face a lot, then it was very favorable towards Roethlisberger last year. That his number was like a 70, 75 or a 77. That's good in total QBR. Very good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.